I'd like to tell you a little story that happened to me this spring. And before you start to ask, no way, you made that up. I promise this is a true story. I went with a friend of mine who's a youth minister from another parish out to a local high school to celebrate Mass. And on the way back from Mass, can I get the first slide, please? That's what the back window of my car looked like. If you can't read it, it says prom, ? That's my car. Somebody invited me to prom. I thought it was a mistake. I thought, this is crazy. What is going on? Can I have the next slide, please? Every single window of my car had something on it. That was the date of the prom. That's the one that says, okay, can you go back one more, please? That one says, my girlfriend thinks I'm cute, and I am. And the front window has a big heart on it that says, my prom date thinks I'm cute. When I got to the front of the car, I realized it wasn't meant for me. That front windshield says, Claire loves Ivan, and there's a big arrow pointing to the big cloud. So needless to say, I was upset. This is my car. I'm a Catholic priest. I was here to celebrate Mass, and some kid vandalized my car while I was celebrating the sacred mysteries. I was not happy about this invitation. Furthermore, this picture here was sent by the girl who designed the car and decorated and said, hey, ha ha ha, if you see the priest we accidentally invited to prom, tell him we're sorry. So I was a little upset about this invitation, so I went inside the school to find out who it was that did this. And my immediate reaction was, whoever it is needs to come out here and clean this up, because this is a mess. And if you've ever had that window paint on you, it's awful. But the receptionist said, no, she's in class. We'll get the maintenance guy to come and take a look at it. But as I was reflecting on how upset I was, my friend Ricky, who took all these pictures, saw a young man standing outside. And he says, hey, do you know Ivan or Claire? And he kind of stumbles and he does his face, like you can kind of capture it here on video a little bit. He's like, well, I'm Ivan. And so my friend starts laughing. He's like, ha, your girlfriend just invited Father TJ to prom. And the kid gets this face like, oh my gosh, I just had a glass of orange juice after brushing my teeth. Like, and he felt horrible. And then I was able to laugh about it a little bit. But it still irritated me just a tad. This reminds me of the invitation each of us receive. In the course of salvation history, we have been invited by our God to celebrate the great love that He has for us in our lives. In the first reading, we're reminded that the people of Israel are chosen by God from the beginning. They are His delight. They are His espoused. He invites them to a life of faith. He invites them as His own. Can I have the next slide, please? When they escaped from slavery, God brought them through the Red Sea, and He allowed them to be free. But that wasn't enough of that invitation for the Israelites. That wasn't enough. They were unhappy. They were mad that they were having to be exiled in the desert. So they worshiped the golden calf. The invitation of God's love wasn't enough. It didn't sustain them. It didn't fulfill their lives. But God says, you know what? I'm not giving up on you. I'm going to continue to invite you. And that's where we get to the story of Jesus. Jesus came to be one of us. He was invited to participate in our humanity. He was invited to come into the world. And it wasn't possible without the acts of several men and women throughout Scripture. John the Baptist was one who said yes. John the Baptist said, yes, I will be the herald of Jesus. I will proclaim His love to the world. I will prepare the way that is coming so that the whole world knows that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, is coming after. Mary had to say yes. When the angel appeared to her and said, do you accept this invitation to be the mother of God? She says, yes, Lord, I do. I do will it. I am your handmaid. I will accept this invitation to allow you to come fully into my life. And in the gospel story we hear today, the next one please, Joseph encounters the dream. The angel comes to him and says, Joseph, don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. And he's not afraid. He takes her as his wife. He raises Jesus as his own son, even though it's not his own biological son. He knows that his job is the foster father. And he accepts that invitation so that the Savior of the world could be present among us. We're so blessed that our Lord Jesus Christ came into the world. This stained glass window that we have here on the transept of the church, it's a reminder that Christ accepted that invitation to come into our world. He said, yes, I will be one of you. I will join humanity. I will rescue you. And I will bring you salvation. We are so blessed that God has called each and every one of us to a life of faith, to a life of holiness, to a life of love. And that's why Jesus came into the world. That's why we're here packed to the brim in this church to celebrate the fact that our Lord Jesus Christ is born, that He has come, and that He has given us the promise of everlasting life. We all have been called. We have all been invited. We are invited to share into this life of faith. And the question is, how are we going to respond to that invitation? Back to my story, my invitation. Wow, what did Father TJ do when he was invited to prom? Well, I'll tell you what I did. I went. The girl on the left in the blue, she's the original inviter, and you can see her face was like shocked. Because when she got there, I was waiting at the doors at the prom, and I said, hey, thanks for inviting me to prom! And her face just like... We have a choice on how we can accept that invitation. We choose. What are we going to do? When the Lord calls us, how are we going to respond? This story is not complete because the next time I went out to the high school to celebrate Mass, I invited her to Mass. I put on her front windshield a little sign that said, this is God's awesome daughter. And God's awesome daughters, they go to Mass at school when it's not a requirement. Then I also had a couple other signs that I had put on her car. It says, one of them says, Jesus loves Claire. Does Claire love Jesus? And then I invited her to Mass at her school. Well, my brothers and sisters, our Lord is inviting us to participate in the sacred mysteries. Our Lord is inviting us to a life of faith. He's inviting us to be called deeper into the wonderful life that He has given each one of us. We have all been invited here tonight. We have all been invited as His children so that we can celebrate the wonderful mysteries of faith that have been given to us. And when we celebrate Mass, we are invited several times to consider this invitation to the Lord's call. Now, can I have the next one, please? Now, some of you know that we have changed the translation that we've been using in Mass for the last 35 years. The first Sunday of Advent, we rolled out the third edition of the Roman Missal. Real brief synopsis. The reason we did that was to get more authentic to the original Latin translation, the Latin that was celebrated for the first 1965 years of the Church. One of the most remarkable changes that you'll notice is this one here. When I or the deacon says, the Lord be with you, and instead of saying, and also with you, you will now say, and with your spirit. Five times in the sacred celebration of Mass, the question is said, or the statement is made, the Lord be with you. That is the invitation to each one of you. May the Lord be with you. May the Lord who has called you into baptism, may the Lord who has called you as His sons and daughters be with you. And then we each have an invitation to contemplate. Do we want to accept that invitation? In the Mass, we say, and with your spirit. That is saying, yes, I do accept this invitation that the Lord is in me. And it's also a reminder of a bigger topic. When the people of God say, and with your spirit, you are saying to me, the priest, or to the deacon, may the spirit of the Lord that has come upon you in ordination be with you and remain with you so that you may worthily celebrate these sacred mysteries. Can I have the next slide? The with your spirit is a reference to the spirit of God that came upon me when I was ordained 965 days ago. And when that Spirit of the Lord came upon me, it allows me not to be me celebrating the Mass, but Jesus Christ Himself taking bread, taking wine, saying the prayers, asking the Holy Spirit to change this bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ. And those are the sacred mysteries that we celebrate when we come here. We have been invited here to the Lord's table because there is a tremendous substance that is here. We are packed to the brim in this church because we recognize that our Lord Jesus Christ is right here on the altar. The Eucharist is the gift that He gives us, the invitation to a life of faith, to a life of holiness. And so we come and approach the Lord because His love is with us. Our Lord is always reaching out to us. He is calling us to a life of holiness. We're really blessed here in our parish because our pastor celebrated his 44th year as a priest this week. And so we're thankful to him for his leadership, for his answer to the call of the Lord to say yes, for his answer to say yes to undertaking such a big project. And we also thank God for the wonderful invitation that we've had as a parish family to say yes to undertake this big project so that we can have this wonderful house of worship, of prayer, so that our God can dwell right here in our midst. Our Lord is inviting us to a life of holiness. Can I have the last slide, please? This is the mosaic window, which is outside the church as you came in. This is Jesus inviting each and every one of us to a life of holiness. He's saying, come to me, my children. Bring all your burdens. Bring all of your labor, all of your toils, all of your strife. Bring them to me. Because I'm here. I'm here to help you. I'm here to change you. I'm here to walk with you on your journey to make sure that you know that I am love. As we celebrate the sacred mysteries of our faith, as we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus in our lives, we thank Him for the opportunity to receive His invitation to live a life of holiness. And we ask God for the strength that we may worthily receive this invitation that He's given us. Because we never know. We never know how we're going to be invited. But the Lord always wants us to say yes to Him and say yes to His great love.